Hello.
Hi, Amber. Sahak calling you back. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so sorry. I tried to click over so that I could check my account, and I guess it hung up on you. And then by the time you called me back, I
No.
was already on the phone with the bank.
Right. Yeah, I figured it was something like that. No worries at all. So, in terms of the payment, it sounds like you're trying to do half today, you said, right, or something like that?
Well, yeah, well, what I'm trying to explain to you is right now with me still, I mean, I'm just now really like putting my business out there and,
Right.
I've gotten a couple jobs from that Angie thing already, which I was quite surprised. Although I will tell you the leads are very, actually pretty expensive. Anyway, so
Heard that, yeah.
yes, they, I mean, one of them was $30. I was like, what? But,
Right.
anyway, so I've put more money out right now than I'm actually getting in, and I just need to make sure that I don't do that.
Of course, yeah. Well,
So, I mean, I don't know if that's possible. If,
yeah, I can. What I can do sometimes now, what I can do is what I'll do is waive the setup fee for you until you can pay it on Friday. And that way I'll just get you for the monthly, right? The 249. Can you do that today?
The 249, do the 249 today, and then what will I do? What would I do? So then what would I do on Friday?
And then Friday, if you could just cover the, like, I'll just split it up for you. That way it's just today you pay the, and then the setup fee you can just do on Friday when you said you'd be able to do it then, right?
Okay, wait, so the setup fee is going to be how much? Okay, so that'll equal the 398 altogether, correct?
Right, 'cause it's
Okay.
249 plus 149 is the setup fee. So you just have to
Okay.
pay the 149. And then actually, what I was going to tell you was I got the website included in that for you.
Okay, that's even better. Perfect.
Yeah,
Okay,
'cause I wanted to help you out. Yeah, and in this case, I want to help you out. So yeah, 249. We as long as we can do that, you're good. And then I'll make some arrangements for you for the other part of it.
Okay, and then the 249. Okay, and then you'll go ahead and start putting my business out there
Yeah,
at
and
that time, or
exactly. So what the next step is basically just setting up everything how you'd like it to appear online. Quick 10-minute process. We'll just process the payment and then I'll set you up with our technician and yeah, he'll get on it right away.
okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Yes, I'll go ahead and I will do that.
Okay.
I
Sounds.
hope I'm not making a mistake. I've got so many.
No. I promise you will not be you'll be happy you did it, is my point. Yeah,
Yeah,
don't
I mean,
worry. 'Cause
I
we're
thought
gonna
I
get
was
you
going to be
some
happy with
work
the
and
Angie thing, but
I
it
know.
seems like it's a
Unfortunately,
lot
they
of.
kind of explain it in a way where it doesn't quite match up to the reality of how their system
Exactly.
works. If that makes sense, yeah.
It
With
does,
this,
and so
what you
that's what
see
I'm
is
trying
what
not
you
to be.
get. Yeah.
Okay.
And see, what I'm explaining, right, us putting you on the first page of Google and all the search engines and directories, that's going to get you calls. Because as we know, just like ourselves, that's where we search, right? It's the first page, right, where the map pops up.
Right.
So if you're there, I mean, there's a very high possibility that people are going to call. Typically, I see, especially for pressure washing and things like that, there's a pretty high volume of searches, thousands within a month, you know? So say we even got you a percentage of that, right? 1% even. You're gonna
That's
get
fine. Yeah,
what, 20?
yes.
Right, that's, yeah. And that's what I usually like to do math-wise. 1%, right, is safe to say.
Okay.
And that's gonna be at least gonna cover the cost and then some, right? Definitely.
Right.
For sure. So as for the setup, now this is the phone number you'd like listed, right? The
Yes, this phone number right here.
6767275. Okay, great. And then what's a good email for you, Amber?
Okay, so I'm having difficulties with getting my I've somewhere or another I've messed my passcode up on my I have ambersdt@gmail.com, which is Amber Green Team, but I've messed my password up, so I don't want to use that one. I would rather just use my personal email, which is going to be
Oh, and we can
Amber.
switch it later, yeah, if you start a new one or fix that one. Yeah, okay. And then
Okay,
you said it
perfect.
was
Okay.
Amber. How does it go?
Yes. It's AMBER. And then now it's my last name, but my last name, I think I talked to you about this already. My last name is actually spelled different on there. So it's going to be HUMPHIRES. So it's actually going to be Amber Hump Hires, because somebody had Humphreys.
Oh, got you, because oh, someone already took the email. Okay, and that's at Gmail as well?
No, that's at iCloud.
iCloud. Okay, let me.
So it's Amber Hump Hires at iCloud.com.
Amber Hump Hires at iCloud.com. Okay, got it. So it's HUMPHIRES, Hump Hires, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then Humphreys is HUMPHRES?
RIES.
Or something. R-I-E-S.
So the R and the I is switched. Do you see? I don't know why I did that because it just confused so many people.
It's about to confuse me. I was like, wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, okay. So Humphreys is H-U-M-P-H-R-I. Humphreys
is
I-R.
That's what I have.
Okay.
Yes. Got it. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because that's important. Okay. And
I definitely
address,
need to change that for the customers as well.
For sure, right? For the address, the one you have listed is the 12030 County Road. Is that going to be good for this, for the verification?
Yes.
What they do is they send like a postcard in the mail with a code. You'd send that back to verify the address. Now, if it is a home address, you do not have to list it online. That is up to you.
Okay.
Totally up to you. So either way, I'll let the technician know if you don't, and you can do the same. Now, as for like your hours of operation, this is how it's going to appear right on your Google Business profile. What about your hours of operation, like 9 to 5, 8 to 6, basically when you'd be getting calls from people who are finding you?
So I'm going to be honest. I take calls all the way up until 8 o'clock at night. So.
Oh, okay. Hey, more opportunity there. And you know, there's going to be people doing that, right? Yeah.
Right. So I do 8 to 8.
8 to 8. Perfect. Great.
And
that's Monday through Friday or?
As well. No, 7 days a week.
7 days. Okay. Perfect. Yep. And yeah, like I said, that'll get you some more calls in that way too. Now as for the areas that you want to target, do you have any specific counties or cities you want to list, like that they target with the marketing?
I don't know. I'm not from Tyler. So I guess you're not.
Oh, okay.
Are you from Tyler?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at a map, but what I can do is have the technician, he can just put a 50-mile radius, and then during the setup, he can kind of go over the map with you and, you know, give you some ideas if you like. Or we can just put a 50-mile radius from that address and you're just going to get a general, right, up to you. But I can always have the technician give you ideas because why not pick his brain,
okay,
right?
Yeah. Because, see, I have Dallas that's beside me. And then we have, then on further down is East Texas. So I don't know. Yeah, whatever he thinks is going to be best as far as like business wise.
Yeah,
and I don't really so much want to go into the actual Dallas. I don't think, because I feel like Dallas probably has a lot.
Oh, of like competition, you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, or just people. I don't think people would be calling. I don't know. What do you? Are you thinking?
Oh,
people,
I see what
there's
you
a
mean.
Lot of
like
places
if they were
in Dallas.
You know? Right. I'll get you. Okay. So what I'll do is have him just do a 50-mile radius, and then you guys can kind of pick each other's brains about, you know, cities and stuff. And as for the keywords, what I had listed so far was pressure washing, parking lot striping, exterior wash, concrete driveway, landscaping, soft wash, commercial cleaning, commercial soft wash, commercial pressure washing. Any others you'd like to list?
I also clean houses and office buildings. Like, as far as, like, the inside. So, like, right now I have AD security. So, three times a week I go into AD security and I clean all the offices, vacuum, do all that. So, I also do inside as well as outside.
Okay, and then, like, apartment complexes and stuff too, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Any
so,
kind of
what I'll do.
Or residential.
So, that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to list that for the technician, like, what you're trying to get into, the type of work, and then he can look up the keywords that people typically search in regards to those services. That way you can get more searches that way too. That's what I usually do.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. Let me just put the phone number. Okay. I think that should be, and you guys are licensed and insured, I'm guessing as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, great. And you guys have a personal Facebook right now, right? You don't have a business page?
No, I don't
for...
have. I don't have it.
Okay, because they're going to set one up if you like.
Okay, perfect. Because I just have my regular Facebook and.
Perfect. So yeah, they can set all that up for you, and so basically they're just going to be running everything on the technical side, and then you're just answering the calls and bidding the jobs. You can be as involved or not involved as you like, but we can, like I said, just have them sending it to you. So that way you don't have to deal with anything. You're just focusing on, you know, the calls and the jobs, right?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, perfect.
Now, I'll be honest, I'm not really good with all that technical stuff.
Hey, I'm with you. I get it. So it's probably better. That's why these services exist, right? So we can take care of all that for you.
Yes.
Now, as for the billing, that's going to be the same, the 1203 County Road?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So it's Tyler, Texas. Here we go. Put the zip code. 75709,
709,
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Got it. Okay, and then for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay. And it is going to be 5539-8100-3327-3930. Expiration date is going to be 12/26. And do you need the three numbers on the back as well?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be 655.
So just to confirm, that's 5539-8100-3327-3930, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
December 26th, and then the code is 655.
Yeah. And now my name on my card appears as Amber N. Humphreys, so it's got my middle initial, if you needed that.
You said N or M?
N is Nicole.
N is Nicole. Okay, got it. Uh-huh. So I will list that, you know, just in case.
Okay.
And then we're also going to set up a security question for you. There's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, we'll do a city I was born in, which is Galveston, Texas.
Galveston, got it. Okay. All right, just going to set up your account here. Okay, and I'm offsetting that setup fee for you until I'll just contact you on Friday, and we'll, you know, if you know, just let me know as soon as possible, because you still have my text feed too. You can text me and just keep me updated, and I'll let the technician know that
and
way.
And now, what did you say your name was again?
There shouldn't be any problem. So my name's Sahak, S-A-H-A-K, okay. But a lot of people just call me Hawk, H-A-W-K. Hawk. That's fine,
okay.
Too. Either one is fine.
Okay.
It's a little easier to pronounce that.
I just want to program you in there so I can know that it's you.
For sure. Yeah, that place we were texting from, you can even just say that as Sahak, and you can text there and
okay, perfect.
To me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to text you and email you all the info that you're going to need about the technician and his, you know, how he's going to contact you, so you'll have everything.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. Just setting up your account. So once this processes, you're going to get an email and a text with your invoice, okay? It's going to have everything that's included, the pricing and all that. We'll go over that real quick. Then there's just one other quick step, and I'll set you up with the time for the technician, you know, whatever is good for you, and you'll be on your way. So
okay,
I'm going to process.
I am working on now.
I know. That's why I was trying to, yeah. I figured. So I'm going to get it done as quick as I can, I promise.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so it should be processing now. You'll see it on your online banking first. Should be any second here. And then...
Okay.
Like I said, you're going to get the email, I think, first, but I'm going to send you the text because it has a direct link that goes straight to the invoice. So it's always easier that way.
Okay.
And quicker, right? Like we want. So
one
second here. I'm going to send it over to you. You should have already seen it on your online banking, though, that $249. Now I'm sending you the text. You should see this text come through any second now. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, I've got it.
Perfect. So there should be a link there in the text. You know, it's green or blue or something. Just click there. That'll take you into the invoice. And then, of course, I think it'll say, like, terms and conditions, terms of experience, something like that. Take a
terms
quick look.
Experience.
Let me know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there it is. So take a quick look. Let me know if you have any questions. At the bottom there, you just click on the box that says, I'm the authorized user. Then right below that, you're going to type your name there.
Okay.
And then once you hit confirm signature, that should take you to our website and ask for your username and password. Once you've done that, that should confirm that you're in there. And it's all confirmed.
And confirm signature.
Okay. I'll double check on my end here. Okay.
Did it go or no?
I am not seeing it go green yet. What does it say on your end?
It says, okay, let me just confirm. Okay, hold on. Hold on, I had to click on that. Let me look real quick.
Make sure you click the box that's right above where it says I'm the authorized user. If that has a check in it, then type the name and hit confirm. I think that might be why.
Okay. Place up here, I verify that I am, find out there's that, and then let's do that. Now go. Did it go that time? I think I must be not hitting something. Okay, so I did the terms and conditions. I checked where it said, I clarified that I'm authorized holder of this car, you know, and then the sign, I put my name, Amber Humphrey. The date is today, and then I pushed confirm signature, but for some reason it's not doing anything.
Amber N. Humphreys, because that's how I put it on your billing, so that's how it should populate on there. Try that.
Okay. Okay, username and password.
Looks like it's good. Okay, great. So, going to set you up with that when you speak with the technician. Now, we're just going to do this one last quick step here. Now, it's called a voice verification. It's to go along with the – to outline the service agreement and ensure the accuracy of everything. And if you have any questions or need me to clarify anything, just let me know. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Amber's Gleam Team.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Amber Nicole Humphreys, owner.
Okay. Now, you're all authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. You know, with getting verified on Google, building the website and all that. And so if you do have pictures or content you want to use for the website, you know, just have that ready. And the steps for getting verified on Google, I already sent you an email on that, and the technician will be able to help you, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility as well online, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from us at Local Splash and not another company. Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, also, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or basically just let the technician know of any additional online marketing that you say might do with another company during your term of your agreement with us?
Yes, so would that be the Angie's?
Yeah, well, we already have the Angie's listed, so anything going forward, just to make sure we're not doing something that might interfere with another company. Oh, okay, so don't even worry about that. Now, your payment for the initial term, an account setup will be charged today, okay, October 25th, in a non-refundable amount of $249. We'll set up that, the setup fee for Friday. We'll set up something for that later, okay? Now, when your second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th or just 30 days from today in the amount of $249. That is always going to be your recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text everything to you here at the end of the call so you can speak to a live representative to do so. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, great. So you're all set up. I just got to set up your time with the technician. What Can you do that later today? You want to do that like tomorrow morning? What's good for you?
I think the best thing today would be if he can he do it like about 4:15?
I think so, because we're 2 hours difference, right? We're Pacific, so the last hour we could do it is 3 hour time. That'd be 5 year time. So yeah, I'll set it for 2 hour time. It'll be 4. It'll call between 4 and 4:30. Does that sound okay?
Okay, perfect. Yes, that'd be perfect.
Perfect. Okay, I'll set you up for 2 o'clock. 1 second. Okay, local splash. So you're going to get this through email. It's going to be like a Google Calendar invite. This way, you just hit yes on the RSVP. That confirms the time with the technician, and then he'll do the same, and you guys are all set to go. So let me just add your info here. Your email. And like I said, most things are flexible. So if you do want to change out the email later, right, when you get that one activated or get a new one or whatever, or keywords or, you know, anything at all, areas, yeah, all that stuff. So no worries.
Okay.
All right. So let me just send over this email. There it is. Okay. You should be getting that now. So you should have all the emails that you need. Okay, everything should be in your inbox there. If you don't, you know, just text me, and I'll text you one last text with all the info you're going to need. But other than that, you can just text me directly. That goes straight to me, and you'll have everything you need here. So thanks for giving us a shot, and welcome to the team most of all. Now, they're going to call you between 4 and 4:30 to get you started with everything, and I already made the notes for the technician about the keywords and the areas and everything. Okay, so you're all set.
Okay. And then make sure you let him know about the last name thing until I can get it changed, because that kind of is a big deal.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no. I will make also a note about that as well.
Okay. And I'm going to get that switched as soon as I can, because I didn't realize it was going to be such a big deal, but it really has been a really big deal.
Right. No, it's okay. And we're here to help, right? It's more hands-on than the Angies, right? You have me, you have the technician. We're running everything for you, right? So if you got questions, concerns, want to change anything, just let us know, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, great, Amber. It was great talking to you again. You have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.